Hey, thank you very much, Drew. Coach, a tremendous response from your club last night after the loss in San Jose. You come out, you build the big lead, you follow it through, and you get two huge points in a team that was trying to track you down. Now you've got a little more space.
Yeah, I mean, you never know how the response, with certainty how the response is going to go. I thought we did some good things in the meetings the day before the game, trying to make them aware, like you and I spoke about, of the need to play with some pace and some energy. And the foundation of any team's success is built on their work habits. And I thought we demonstrated that right away. I mean, the opening shift was fabulous. We did a great job getting in their zone, getting a couple quality chances. And I think that was the catalyst behind the team's commitment to play hard that night.
How have you seen in your coaching career just where that mental aspect needs to be reset, where you play some great games, you have a dud, then you bounce back? What is it that you've seen that just needs to be rebooted, if you will?
You know, it's a good question. I think it starts with your leadership group. They're the ones that have to demonstrate and then communicate the standard. And then, you know, you can talk about all you want in the room, but if you don't go out and do it, it doesn't matter, right? So that can backfire on you. And you know, Dreiser's line went out, and they just got in there and they just stomped him the first 30 seconds. And then you feel the energy on the bench. So whatever took place prior to that, and either individual conversations or amongst the group when we were in the room, it must have been reinforcing the message that we gave them the day before. And obviously the significance of the game, you know, they're right behind us. They're on a little bit of a roll as well. It was important. That played into it. I just really liked the way we came out.
Well, specialty teams were outstanding last night, a big factor in that game. What did you like on both sides of the ledger there?
Well, the power play goal was awesome. It was just a real pretty play to watch. I thought in San Jose we were sloppy and ugly in the power play. And I think really since TJ's been back, our power play has got to be like in the 20-25%. And that stretch, and it's a real important component of generating confidence offensively. And even when we weren't scoring, we were generating zone time, and there's a lot of really flashy rushes that, you know, create some excitement. And San Jose was just a flat, ugly game. We didn't do any of it across the board. And to get that goal early in Bakersfield, again, gives you an extra bullet in your holster there. And, you know, I think when the power play is going, and I feel on the bench is a sense of confidence, like we're not ever out of a game, and we can separate. Like the other goal was big too. I mean, it's a 6-2 instead of 5-2, but those goals just give you a lot of breathing room and a lot of believability as well.
What were some of the other details that you saw last night that you want to continue to refine as you go in to face a really good club here this afternoon against Stockton?
Well, it's set up really well because Bakersfield's got some really good players. Obviously, they finished second in the division last year, and you know, they have a lot of those guys back. So they had some good quality offensive zone time and playing in our zone. Defensively, I thought we bent, but we didn't break. And evaluating the video, like there's some areas that we have to get better on, particularly for the viewers and the listeners, like when there's a high roll, which is when the defenseman from the attacking team comes down from the blue line to the goal line, and there's an exchange with the forward who goes from the goal line to the blue line. That's called the high roll. We're getting caught up playing man-on-man, and there's a lot of, in football they call them rubs, where you get guys banging into each other, and it's happening to us, and it's leaving a guy open in space. Another football term, there's a guy getting the puck, and there's a lot of space, and then people overreact to it. That must have happened 6 times last night. Unfortunately, only one of them went in. That was the backdoor goal. They got the second one. So we showed that today. We got to tighten that up because Stockton will do that. They've got really probably the most talented group of forwards in the league. So we're going to have to be really, really specific on our detail defensively.
They're a team right now that ranked first and second in power play and penalty kill, respectively. What do they do well? What else do you prepare your team for to face their power play and try to crack that penalty kill?
Well, they have talent, right? Like I say, power play is a manifestation of talent, right? You got teams that have a lot of talent, and then you give them structure, and they learn to play off each other. And they've had the same guys pretty much for a couple years. I know the Phillips is up and down, and Dubé's up and down, but you know they've got some other guys that came down that are equal replacements. Like they're changing a king of diamonds for a king of clubs, so the talent's still there. And our penalty killing is based upon our routing. And most penalty killers, it's more about work habits, routing, and detail, right? So our penalty killing is going to have to be really sharp tonight on their power play. I mean, and their penalty in our power play, you know, they do some aggressive pushdowns, and I think we kind of respond well to that. I think it'll be a good challenge for both of our units. I think both units are going. They both scored a goal last night. I think in one sense that, you know, we have two different setups, and it creates a different challenge for penalty killing units, much like their power play does. So it'll be a good battle. I you know, it's like a back-to-back 6 o'clock game. Both teams are going to fight fatigue. I guess, you know, Stockton stayed the night in Ontario and flew up today, so they have probably a little bit more of a stable sleeping schedule. But at the end of the day, the game's starting at 6 for both teams, and I expect it to be a hard-fought game.
All right, chance to make up some further ground towards second place. Good luck here this evening.
Thank you.
All right, that's Eagles head coach Greg Cronin. We'll get it back to you, Drew.